At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
On this week's episode, we are celebrating the unsung holidays of November. And it gets so ridiculous that we can't even begin to describe it in this intro. Literally, this episode is kind of too much to handle. So stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This episode of Psychobabble is brought to you by Warby Parker Eyewear. You can get boutique quality, classically crafted eyewear, including sunglasses, at revolutionary prices. For a free home try-on of 5 stylish frames of your choice, plus free 3-day shipping, go to warbyparker.com/besties. Thank you so much, Warby Parker. We love you here at Psychobabble. And if you love Psychobabble, go give them some love. But yeah, thanks, y'all. Hey, Corey!
Hello, Tyler.
What's up?
Oh, everything's up.
Yeah.
I hate when you start with what's up.
Well, I just want to know, and more importantly, the people at home want to know.
Oh, what is up? It's November.
Oh, November. You know, I love November.
I love it.
We've got leaves.
Oh, crinkle, crinkle. We've been here before.
You get to have, you get to use all the colorful leaf emojis. That's important to me. In the acorn?
There's an acorn emoji?
Oh, don't I ever use it ever so much.
Some of those emojis I can't even get to. Like, I don't even know where to begin looking for them. There's no rhyme or reason to how they sort the emojis.
What you are
know,
you talking
this
about?
Is something
there's
I'm
nature.
Passionate about.
There's people. There's
people in the nature one. What? And there's, like, animals. I don't know.
The animals are at the end of...
See, you don't even know.
I don't know.
There should be a class on, like, to remember how the emojis are sorted.
Okay.
I hate it.
Okay.
You know this is one of my hates.
Well, maybe – you know what they should have? Well, I guess they do have. They have most recent use, so that helps.
That's what I stick to.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I just stick to there. It's always the, like, thumbs up and the kissy. No leaves,
ew!
No
acorns. Mine's always the sparkle.
Ew.
Because I like to, like, leave a little bit of a sparkle.
Do you flirt with boys and use the sparkle
No.
emoji?
No. When I send, like, DMs on Twitter, I always include the sparkle. Not always, but, like, I like to.
To Jordan Sparks?
Yeah.
You send her the sparkle emoji?
I do. No, I was just at a brunch the other day, and it was turning a little sloppy, and we were somehow dancing along to Jordan Sparks. What's the song?
Battlefield, I hope.
No. Don't Let It Go to Your Head. The classic yep, Jordan Sparks song. Yep. And so I thought, you know what? I need to tell Jordan. So I tweeted at her. I said, brunch, gay brunch just turned into a drunken Don't Let It Go to Your Head dance sing-along. And she goes, wish I was there. And retweeted me.
What if she just showed up?
You know.
Jordan Sparks. Just sparkles.
Just sparkles at the gay brunch.
With the sparkle emoji.
With the sparkle. What were we talking about?
Leaves.
Oh, yes.
The crinkle.
Leaves.
The crinkle.
That hashtag crinkle, crinkle.
You know what's coming up.
Thanksgiving.
Turkey Day.
Is that what you go by? I think the most important thing about Thanksgiving is all of the Friends episodes for Thanksgiving.
We did that in San Francisco.
What do you mean we did
that? The very first Thanksgiving we had in San Francisco.
Me and you?
I cooked in the kitchen and you sat in the living room and watched every Thanksgiving episode of Friends.
That was the worst Thanksgiving. Do you remember
truly.
That?
Oh. I mean,
it was our first Thanksgiving away from home.
Mine ever, ever.
Corey ruined the turkey.
I'll name names. Someone else ruined the turkey.
We don't need to name names.
It wasn't me. What was that, like, Filipino dish we had at that Thanksgiving?
Oh, a delicious...
It was like a roll with a crunch.
Yes. What was that?
With a meat in it.
Yes.
Lumpia.
Lumpia.
Is
lumpia.
That it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you dip it in the red sauce?
It was like sweet and sour. Very traditional Thanksgiving food.
What else do we have? You know, I love the cranberry sauce.
I like
it when it's still shaped like the can.
Me. Same.
I want it to right out of the can
I love
into a bowl.
That noise. Right into my belly.
You? Ew. That's disgusting.
I can't wait to hear that noise back.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I love a stuffing.
This is not a Thanksgiving episode.
Listen, here's – wait, why not?
You save it. We will do a Thanksgiving episode.
Are we going to?
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's coming.
Maybe.
Gobble.
Okay, what is this
crinkle,
episode
crinkle.
Then?
Well, I was talking about Thanksgiving because I was like, it's holidays are coming, and I just thought maybe we should discuss the unsung, wacky, crazy holidays of November. There's a lot of them. You know they have, like, websites dedicated. I'll see on Twitter all the time. People's like, oh, it's National Hot Dog Day. How are you celebrating?
Yeah, Lord knows how I'm celebrating.
Please tell me.
That's not PG enough for this.
Whoa. But you know what I mean when you, like, see that and everyone's like, oh, you're not celebrating National Acorn Day.
I would, with the emoji. No, the most unsung holiday of November, my high school crush, his birthday was November 18th, and I was so in love with him, and everyone knew I was in love with him, and I put in my AOL Instant Messenger profile something about how Scorpios and Aries go together, because he was a Scorpio and I was an Aries. And I was like, please just see it and understand what I mean.
Was he gay?
No.
Oh.
He's still straight.
Was it somebody I know?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Whoa. Are you looking for a Scorpio?
Well, what I found is no.
I was going to say, you know my two longest relationships were both with Scorpios.
Well, I've been with a Libra. I've been with a Leo. And nothing works with me.
Classic Aries.
Classic Aries. No. So that's my unsung holiday of November. But what are some other ones?
Did you commemorate each year on November 18th?
Yeah.
How he didn't fall in love with you?
Yeah. I log back into AOL to see if he's online, and then I log right back
that
out.
That sounds like a sad day for you.
It's a very sad day.
I noticed that you had cleared the calendar. You were like, no bookings on the 18th.
I'm very busy November 18th.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fun holidays this month that you are just never going to believe.
Okay, tell me.
You want to start with November 2nd?
What's November 2nd?
November 2nd was, did you celebrate? It was Deviled Eggs Day.
I celebrated! Not by eating deviled eggs. I thought about them.
Whoa. Is there a deviled egg emoji?
No, you idiot.
Do you know what's sad, though?
Do you put relish in your deviled eggs?
I've never made them. My mom does.
I had one distant aunt who did. She's dead now. Praise. But
whoa.
No more relish in them deviled eggs.
Yeah. Well, you know, November 2nd also has to share Deviled Egg Day with your favorite holiday, Look for Circles Day.
What?
Yes. So apparently you just go out and you look for circles.
How would you celebrate? What are some of your favorite circles?
This says,
I love a seance. That includes a circle.
Is it?
Yeah, you have to do a seance in a circle.
Oh. Oh. I was just going to read to you what Look for Circles Day is all about.
Tell me.
You go forth in search of circles.
Okay.
We suspect you'll find them everywhere.
Well, yeah, I'm looking all around. I got a Starbucks cup. That's a circle.
Oh, it's too late. November 2nd was weeks ago. Days ago.
So I can't.
I don't even know when November 2nd was.
I can't look for circles now, though?
It says, looking for circles is a lot like swimming around in a pool.
What?
You go round and round. Lots of splashing, but you don't get anywhere.
Did my mom write this?
That's like the story of your life.
What are some of your favorite circles?
Oh, I love...
Stop! Circle what?
What?
Don't be such a jerk.
Oh, I love a hula hoop. That's my favorite circle.
Oh, my gosh. I have rediscovered my passion for hula hoops.
Recently, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Was your? I think your hula hoop was actually a little more ovicular.
How dare you?
Is that even a word? When it's like oval-shaped, circular?
Ovicular?
Ovicular?
No.
I think so.
No. You know, my least favorite thing about Look for Circles Day is that it takes away from...
Squares.
My constant search of all the triangles that are pointing toward the Illuminati.
I know. I think the Illuminati
this is,
came
this
up
is an
with
Illuminati
Look
holiday.
Day. Got it.
Got we it.
Know it.
Know it.
Add it to the conspiracy.
We're on to you, Ashanti.
May she rest in peace.
She's still somewhere.
Let her
planting
rest.
Circles to distract us from the triangles.
Let her rest. So there's also a holiday in November called Sandwich Day.
Oh, my God. I celebrate that.
You know my least favorite thing about you is that you always want a sandwich for lunch.
What do you mean? If that's your least favorite thing about me, then we've got good vibes.
I guess so. For an Aries and a Pisces.
I know. That's what I was literally about to slay.
You didn't even know what I was.
You're a Pisces.
You're
such a Pisces. It's annoying.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because I'm so emotional?
No. It's because you're so, like, stubborn and you won't
say
things are your fault.
Hello. Earth signs are stubborn. Talk about a Taurus.
I thought you were talking about the Pokemon. There's a Pokemon named Taurus.
Who's that?
I was like, yes, let's talk about a Taurus.
Who's that grass? His name's a Taurus?
No, Taurus.
That sounds like Pokemon ripped off astrology.
No, dude.
Who's that Pokemon?
Oddish.
The grass one.
Yeah. Gloom?
Tangela.
Tangela? No, you're thinking of the drag queen named Shangela.
No, is there a Tangela?
Tangela. Tangela?
What is
Tangela.
It?
It's Tangela.
Oh, I always thought I was saying it wrong.
It's kind of like Medusa.
We used to play Pokemon Sorry, and there was...
Can we talk? You know how they had a make-your-own Monopoly?
No.
Okay, well, they had that.
Okay.
They came with, like, a disc, like a floppy disk. You put it into your computer, you put
People
in all the designs.
People don't know what floppy disks
Let me tell you. This was back in the day. I tried to... It was a make-your-ownopoly. You plop different designs into different things. You print them out, and then you put them onto the board, blah, 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 blah.
I'm almost asleep.
Well, I made my ownopoly into Pokemonopoly.
Pokemonopoly.
A week later, they come out with Pokemonopoly. And I'm like...
How similar was it?
Well, I'm not saying they stole the idea. I'm just saying, let us know it's coming, and I would have made a different-opoly.
Like what?
Circle-opoly.
Wow, that sounds...
If you could make your own-opoly, what would you make?
Oh, I would make Popstar-opoly.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be very, like, in L.A.
Okay, then what would be the first spot, and what would be Boardwalk?
Boardwalk would be Katy Perry's, like... Beverly Hills Chateau or wherever she lives. The first spot
would probably be
I was going to say something awful.
Say it, girl.
Oh, no. I was
Who? Gonna, Name names. Tag them.
No, like the first spot would probably be, I was going to say the Grove, but I like the Grove.
No, these aren't locations. They have to be different pop queens.
Their houses or like them?
Them.
Oh.
So Katy Perry is your... Boardwalk.
Oh, she is my boardwalk. I get this.
Gaga's my
now.
Boardwalk.
And
Adele would be my boardwalk in my Park Place.
Okay. My first spot would be like a Willa Ford.
Whoa, Ford.
Do you even know who that is?
My dad does, I'm sure.
I was gonna say like Aaliyah, but like, is it wrong to like, make her be one of the first?
Yeah, that's rude. Okay, so who would be your Mediterranean Avenue and your Baltic Avenue? Those
I'm
are the first
telling
two spots.
You, it would be Willa Ford and Aaliyah.
Wow.
Who would be your Marvin Gardens?
My Marvin Gardens? What do you mean Marvin Gardens?
That's like one of the spots. I think it's a green one. Who would be your B&O Railroad? Because she stank.
Who is a pop star that stinks? I don't think I can throw anyone under the bus like this.
I think Gaga would be my B&O Railroad.
How darest youest?
I think that's the fairest of the railroads, though. That's like I think that's the one on the like main strip.
Wow. Instead of go to jail, what would it be? It'd be like, it'd be go off the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah. Or it'd be like your album's in the like record, in the like.
Go on the sales rack.
Sale rack. You're in the bargain bin, honey.
Oh,
my God. Your new album is in the bargain bin. Wait, can we make this game happen?
Yeah, yeah. And then there's like community chest. What does that mean?
Community chest.
And chance.
What's the one where you get all the money?
Oh, if it's like in the pot.
Oh, I don't know.
That's when when you pass go, maybe you get a song in the top one.
Ooh,
in top
a number
10.
One hit.
No, a number one hit. No, a number
I mean,
one
Katie
hit.
Katie would be just making those rounds.
A number one hit is if you land on go.
Oh.
And you get to collect all the money.
Oh, okay. I like it. I like it.
We are making something right here.
I think so.
Wowzers.
We're going to have a big debate over B&O Railroad, though. I can feel it.
I can flaw. What were we talking about?
Holidays.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to holidays. How did we get to Monopoly?
I don't care.
Make your own.
Build your own Build-A-Bear. I don't even know.
I would say my favorite holiday in November would have to be King Tut Day, which is November 4th.
Why?
Because, I saw on Tumblr, I think they said that King Tut had an overbite. I don't know. But you know what
I
goes
can't
with
handle this.
You know what goes with an overbite, Corey?
What?
New glasses.
Oh.
I would say King Tut, to perfect his look, he needed a new pair of glasses. Did they have glasses back then?
I'm sure they had like a...
They had like... I'm sure they had something.
I'm trying to think if... Did
like even perhaps it would, a monocle?
I was going to say glass. Did a glass...
Well, I would say if he had to... If I could go back in time and give King Tut anything, it would be a new pair of Warby Parkers. We got to give them some love because they are supporting Psychobabble. Warby Parker makes high-quality, stylish frames for prescription glasses, and they are amazing and only $95. Honestly, if you guys have glasses, you know glasses are usually very expensive. So $95 is incredible. And I think one of my absolute favorite things about Warby Parker, if I were to pick one thing, is that for every pair of glasses that you purchase, Warby Parker sends a pair to somebody in need. So it's like, you know what? You are getting vision and you're also helping the people. Don't you want to do that? Don't you want to have like a little bit of good karma on your side? I think you do. Go get some new Warby Parkers. Warby Parker also has free home try-on program that if you want to try glasses on, you don't have to go to a store. You can have them sent to your house. You can try them on at home, send them back, and then they'll fix the prescription that you want for the glasses that you're going to pick. So then they'll send them back to you. And it's kind of the best thing in the world. I use them. I am literally wearing my newest pair today. They're a little bit like dark navy, or if I were going to name the color, they're like a beautiful dark navy sky glistening off of the water. That's beautiful. If you want to find the glasses, you can find them on the website. But, I mean, I love Warby Parker. If you want to try them out for yourself, all you got to do is go to warbyparker.com/besties. You can get a free 3-day shipping on the final frame selection. You are welcome in advance. Give some love to Warby Parker. They support us here at Psychobabble, and we want to give them love just right back. Thanks, you guys. So to celebrate King Tut Day, I think we should get it trending. I think
his legacy.
Get it going, y'all. Get hashtag Happy King Tut Day.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag Happy King Tut Day.
You can't even say it.
Happy King Tut Day.
How are you going to tweet it?
Hashtag Happy King Tut Day. Get it trending, y'all. Celebrate
King Tut.
King Tut. With an overbite and glasses.
Happy King Tut Day was last week.
You know what? Better late than never. Nobody's celebrating
happy
until today.
Belated King Tut Day.
That's the hashtag. Yeah, happy belated King Tut Day. Mm-hmm. That's it.
You're okay. Welcome.
There it is, y'all. Happy belated King Tut Day.
They've also got games. They've also got holidays like Gunpowder Day.
Oh, I don't celebrate that.
You don't.
You know what? I don't want to sound anti-American. But I just am afraid of guns.
Oh.
There, I said it.
Bang, bang.
Hashtag bang, bang.
Oh.
No, don't hashtag that.
What about,
we're not giving that promo.
What about Marooned Without a Compass Day? Did you know there's a Marooned Without a Compass Day?
What does that mean? I don't even know what those words mean.
It means you're marooned without a compass.
Like a subtle maroon?
No, like a bold maroon.
No. I would call it... Wait, it's marooned without a compass? Compass?
Compass.
What?
You know, like the things that show you north, east, south, and west, or northwest.
Northwest? The Antichrist!
She's back.
Okay, wait, a holiday? She already has a holiday?
Yeah.
I would call her so ungrateful. She doesn't even know she has a holiday.
You would change her name to So Ungrateful West?
S-E-W, ungrateful.
I hate everything about this.
No, maroon, I would call it more of like a drippy sangria.
A drippy? Why is it drippy?
Like drip, drip. Like, you know when you take a sip of your sangria?
And you pour it down the front of you?
And it kind of drips down your chin all over your nice,
I love
white,
you.
Crisp shirt.
I love you pantomiming, like, spilling wine down you right now. That's what the viewers are
missing
out on.
Okay, well, first and foremost, we're talking sangria, not wine.
Oh, I'm Sarles.
Different.
I'm Sarles the clown.
Yeah, well, be Sarles.
So you're never going to be marooned or drippy sangria without a compass.
Okay, have you ever had a compass on hand?
I think my phone's a compass.
I think it's got an app.
Siri, give me the compass.
Siri, get rid of Northwest. If you could tell Siri to get rid of any celebrity baby.
I don't love this game.
I don't mean to, like, threaten celebrity children, but Siri, you got work to do.
This podcast is going to get a cease and desist.
Siri, make that blood drippy like a sangria. I want all celebrity children to live.
To prosper.
If there's one message I want everyone to know.
I think the take-home message today is celebrity babies should live.
Yeah.
They should thrive.
They should thrive. We don't want that drippy, drippy sangria.
You know what
drippy, drippy sangria sounds like a...
I don't want it.
What's that one lyric? Jippy jippy yum yum.
Chocolate chip honey dip?
What is that? That sounds delicious. No, it sounds like a, I think it's a Christina Aguilera lyric.
I don't think it is.
From...
Gitchy Gitchy Ya Ya?
No!
Mocha Chocolata?
No, what's that one? Sugar Fudge, what is that? It's from that one featuring Nicki Minaj.
With Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, from Bionic. It's all about going downtown.
The, like, rubber band one?
No, it's Elastic Love. No. It's about going downtown Judy Brown.
Are you being serious?
Yes. It's on the album where she dedicated it to her son, but the song is all about making love downstairs to a woman.
No.
Yeah, and I was like, you can't dedicate an album to your son and have a song about, like...
Does it say drippy?
Hoo-has.
Does it say drippy? It's called hoo-ha.
Oh, wait. No, it's called you. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Woo.
It's called woo-hoo.
Wow, we got there.
We got there.
Oh, my God.
Is there a November holiday about woo-hoos?
No, but all that talk about celebrity babies living reminds me of November 11th, which is Young Readers Day.
You know what? I was once a young reader.
No, you weren't.
Now I'm an old reader.
I think you would really enjoy November 8th, which is cook something bold.
Like a bold what? Like a bold, like a bold.
I was picturing like those. What do you cook that's bold?
Oh, a delicious.
The way you make anything bold is by adding ketchup, and you know.
You know.
You're like, Corey, come try this bold steak I cooked.
I added ketchup.
I added ketchup.
No, that's called meatloaf.
I know.
I've been telling you that for years. If you have a layer of ketchup leather on top of any meat, it becomes a loaf. Which is also a very...
I think the same goes for you.
The same goes for in the bedroom.
If you add any ketchup leather in the bedroom, it becomes a loaf. Nope. Nope. Lopes
nope.
Sphere.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Oh.
What?
I just saw a new day.
What is it, Cor?
Oh. Clean your refrigerator day.
Oh, my gosh. My mom needs that.
Does she?
Yeah. She's got expired stuff up the wazoo.
She's a hoarder
everywhere. Oh. Whether it's downstairs, in the garage, or in the fridge, she is hoarding.
She should get the ketchup out of the fridge and make a loaf.
You know what?
In the bedroom.
Stop that. Stop that immediately. No, she's got expired stuff everywhere in the fridge. I don't think I have much in my fridge. She's got expired, like, sour cream. She's got expired chip dip. She's got expired loaf.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She's got leftover loaf and it's expired?
Always. Huh? You know Queen Jackie.
Well, you should tell Queen Jackie to celebrate November 17th.
What is that?
Take a hike day.
She does need to take a hike. Wait, are we talking like physically go on a hike because you need to like work out? Or are we talking like get out of here, take a hike, leave my life?
Crap, I just looked at it.
What is it?
It's the actual hiking.
No, we are reclaiming that holiday.
It should be take a hike, scram.
Amscray.
Get out of here, you.
Do you ever
clean your refrigerator?
Hey, shut up. Before you keep talking, shut up. No, do you ever use Pig Latin?
Oh, nay.
Wait.
That means no, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess I'm...
S-yay.
I'm not a translator. Hannah Hart, she went to school for translation.
And Pig Latin.
Oink, Igpe oink. Atenle.
Oink, oink.
Well, how would you say oink, oink in Pig Latin?
Inkoy.
Inkoyle. Inkoyle.
I don't even know. My brain does not compute.
But, yeah, it's like... No, no, no.
That reminds me of November 20th.
What is November 20th?
Absurdity Day.
You know what? On Absurdity Day, I celebrate with a little bit of Igpe Latinle.
Atenle? Oh.
I do.
Atenle.
Atenle.
Igpe Atenle.
That's what they call me.
That's your drag name.
That's my drag name. And I speak only in drunken slurs of Pig Latin.
Whoa.
And everyone thinks I'm casting spells because I don't really make sense.
Did you say casting spells?
Yeah. What day is that?
November 18th is Occult Day.
Well, November 18th is already busy and you know that.
Oh, I'm sorry to bring up such a sensitive subject for you.
Yeah.
Maybe you should celebrate the 18th by like casting a spell and he'll fall in love with you.
You know, I would say one of my favorite emojis is the magic, the crystal ball. I love it.
You should use that on November 18th.
To get my high school love to Check his aim?
Well, listen. Check his aim? Oh.
I was like, no! Not like, not his physical aim, like bullet's eye. Like
he needs to hone in on you, daddy.
No, well, yeah, he does need to check his aim. But he also needs to check his, like, AOL Instant Messenger. That's aim. To see if I'm online. I'll be online.
Log in.
I'll hashtag log in.
I log in once a year for 24 hours.
And then we'll hashtag log out together. Oh. Not like
death.
Not like, what was that one cult that would that all logged out together?
I think they drank grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they all logged out together.
I mean, they probably are somewhere celebrating Great American Smokeout Day.
What does that mean? I don't smoke.
The goal of today is actually quite obvious. Hmm. Could have fooled me. To get people to quit smoking.
Oh, good.
I actually kind of like this day.
That. You know, okay, if you're at home, if you're a smoker, why don't you celebrate that?
Why don't you celebrate November 17th and take a hike?
And put out your cigarette.
While you're
and
at it.
Make your own Opoly.
Yeah. November 25th, National Parfait Day.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you go to TCBY and you get a big parfait?
Just one.
What?
Just one.
There's a limit?
I think so.
Okay, well, I don't celebrate with limits. When you would go to... Okay, so...
No boundaries?
No boundaries. No limits. No limits on my parfaits. No, when you would go to get a parfait, what would you get? Because, you know, a parfait, I'll tell... For all of you at home who have never enjoyed a delicious parfait, it's a layer of topping and then ice cream and then a layer of topping and then ice cream and then a layer of topping.
Don't you think they should call that first layer a layer of bottoming?
Whoa.
I'm just speaking the truth.
Yeah, well... You know what? You need to...
So what do you want your toppings
yeah, what
and
do you
your
want
bottomings
and your toppings
to be?
Oh, I would always pick cookie dough.
Okay, I don't understand. Just cookie dough? What is this mean? A parfait?
Yeah.
Obviously, your parfaits get, like, there's no limits. Oh, I guess you already said you have no limits.
Yeah, I have no limits because I live a free life.
So, like, cookie dough ice cream or cookie dough?
Cookie dough. Little chunks of cookie dough.
Okay. Next.
And then vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
And then... a little layer of Heath bar.
Okay.
I love a Heath.
Mm.
Toffee. Stick it to me. Get stuck in my teeth.
Heath. While you're in there.
I feel like I just made a jingle for Heath bar. Heath. Stick it to me. Get stuck in my teeth.
I mean, if that was their selling point, I would never buy a Heath bar.
Let us get stuck in your teeth.
That's your new pickup line.
Let me get stuck in your teeth.
Oh.
Yikes.
Okay.
Yes.
Next layer.
Another layer of vanilla.
Okay.
And then caramel.
Ooh.
Or caramel. Or caramel.
Caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then?
That's it. That's my parfait.
That's a very interesting
what
parfait.
What would you get?
Where did you make that?
TCBY.
Oh, anytime I go there, I just get an ice cream cake and call it a day.
Oh, my God. Somehow I got on the email list for Baskin Robbins. They email me every year. They're like, your
I
friend.
I did that to you.
No. I signed up for some reason for my friend Dolan. His birthday is January 1st. Somehow, every, like, mid-December, they email me and they're like, Dolan's birthday's coming up. This has been at least a decade now. And I'm like, A, I know. And they're like, B, his birthday's coming. You might want to get him a birthday ice cream cake. And I'm like, I think I want to get myself a birthday ice cream cake.
You can't have it until March.
One of the great things about being an adult, you can get yourself a birthday cake any time of the year.
Mm-hmm. I don't see like get yourself a cake day on any of these holidays.
Every day is get yourself a cake day.
I don't think it is.
I think so. I know so.
How do you feel about Eat a Cranberry Day?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Oh. Wait. Make your own head day? Very curious.
I'm very curious about this.
Let's see.
How do we celebrate?
When is Make Your Own Head Day? It is always on November 28th.
Corey, is this something you celebrate with a friend?
I'm getting there. Make Your Own Head Day is November 28th. The only rule that we can think of is that
this like you like dress up as that two-headed woman in American Horror Story? You make your other head?
The only rule is that the head must be your own. So to get started...
a paper mache head? Corey...
I think it is.
Do you want to make paper mache heads of us?
I got it.
Wait, slow down. Let's make paper mache heads.
Okay.
Okay, so this...
Can I punch yours in the face?
Well, who knows? check youtube.com/Tyler Oakley. Corey and I are making a collab of us making paper mache heads of ourselves.
Yeah.
It's happening.
We'll do it.
We're going to do it.
I don't even. Yep, we're doing it.
We're doing it. Okay, so you heard it here first. Corey and I are making paper mache heads this Friday.
Log in.
Tune in. Okay, cool.
I can't wait to punch your paper mache
in
the face.
Wait, what day is November? It's Make Your Own Head Day? What is it?
November 28th.
Is that a Friday?
It is.
Oh, my God. We're celebrating.
We're celebrating.
Tune in.
Tune in. Log in. Well, I'm sorry I put you through all those awful holidays that you don't want to celebrate.
No, I'm all about it. I'm all about fun holidays because Thanksgiving is fun, but we need more. I want to celebrate something every day, which I think is a good takeaway from this episode. Every day is a day to celebrate.
Wait, I literally think one of the holidays is like celebrate.
Oh, you're thinking of Find a Circle Day.
No, I'm thinking of Stay at Home Because You Are Well Day.
Oh my gosh, let's celebrate that.
We are.
Okay, thanks for listening, y'all. If you want to follow more of the Psychobabble podcast, you can follow us on Facebook.
You can.
Go like the page.
Like it.
Like it. Give it some love. And Corey, how can everyone find you?
I am Corey Cool everywhere online. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah.
All of the places.
All of the places. And I am Tyler Oakley, everywhere on the internet. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for liking us on Facebook. Thank you for giving us a review on the iTunes.
On the iTunes.
On the iTunes. And for subscribing. It's the quickest click.
Nothing's quicker than that click.
Nothing is quicker. It should be a holiday, subscribing on iTunes.
National Quick Click Day.
Yeah. Subscribe on iTunes. Corey, we discovered a fun little review.
Did we?
Yeah, on
iTunes.
I did. Yeah, what was it?
I was laughing out loud. There was a critical – it was listed under most critical reviews.
Of our podcast.
Someone told us that we had unprofessional opinions.
About?
Pop culture.
About?
I mean, so I translated it. It was like after we had talked about Nick Jonas's abs. So I'm like, I guess I didn't realize I could have an unprofessional opinion on Nick Jonas's abs.
Well, whoever they are, I hope they – take a hike day.
Oh.
I hope they get out of here.
Scram.
Amscray.
They could head out gay evilay.
But we want to give some love to some of our favorite reviews. So we're going to be picking some of our favorites and posting them on the Facebook. So go like the Facebook page. We're going to be posting your reviews. And then go leave a review and you might see your review on our Facebook page. That's it's like a little runaround. It's like a scavenger hunt.
Ooh.
It's Find a Circle Day. Okay, that's all. Have a good life. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Later.
Not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.